Welcome, Every Nation Church Penang. Welcome to our Sunday service. It is a privilege again that the Lord has given me to speak before you and share the awesome one, the awesomeness of God. Church, we are still in the series of Awesome God, as we are about His name and His nature. So, what are the objectives of this series is that we will know God's different names and nature in the Bible. We will understand the awesomeness of God as we examine the encounters of different persons in the Bible. And we will develop a deeper understanding of God's greatness and goodness, leading to worship, holiness, and mission. In the first week of this series, we tackled about Jehovah, the name Jehovah. And then on the second week, Jehovah Shalom, my peace. On the third week, Jehovah El Rui, the God who sees. The fourth week, which was preached by Brother Terrence, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And in this week, we will be tackling about Jehovah El Shaddai, the Almighty God. I want to share to you today this picture of my little one, Rainbow. Every morning that she wakes up, she will always request to her mom to play a YouTube video. And whenever this song plays, she will always look at it until it finishes. This song, Overflow, always reminds me the time when I was still in Victory Imus, which is the counterpart of Every Nation Church in the Philippines. Every time I hear this song, it reminds me how awesome is my God is. This song always reminds me that I have a God who is bigger than all of my problems, who is bigger than the problems of this world. And I hope today, as you hear God's word, I pray that you will discover how awesome our God is. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Church, as I know you are in your comforts of your home, I would like to ask you to stand up as we read Genesis 35, 10 to 12. As we give reverence to the Word of God. Genesis 35, 10 to 12. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel." So he named him Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will also give to you, and I will give this land to your descendants after you." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today, Lord God, we ask and pray, Lord God, that you prepare our hearts and our minds, O Lord God. As we listen today's service, Lord, today's sermon, Lord, about Jehovah El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you prepare our hearts, Lord, to take, Lord, your beautiful words, Lord God, and discover, Lord, how awesome you are, God, in our lives. I pray, Lord God, anoint my lips, Lord, as I preach today, O Lord. Empower me, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord God, speak to our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, we commit everything. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, everybody. Today's topic is about experiencing the power of the Almighty God. Have you experienced the power of the Almighty God? What does El Shaddai mean? El Shaddai, okay, has two words. El means God, and Shaddai means Almighty, Omnipotent. And there is someone in the Bible that experienced God and His almighty power. And that is Jacob. As we will study his life and what happened to him, how he became from Jacob to Israel. And how we experience the almighty power of God. So let's look back, okay, in Genesis 25:26, you will see there Jacob's birth. After this, his brother came out and his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebecca gave birth to them. Do you know that Rebecca was also barren, just like her mother-in-law, Sarah? And he asked, and Isaac asked the Lord that he will bless the womb of Rebecca, her wife. And that prayer, okay, Rebecca conceived twins, to be exact. And while Esau was going out of the mother's womb, Jacob was holding Esau's heel. And you know, Jacob means heel in Hebrew. And heel means there's a connotation that you are a deceiver. So as years pass by, you will see in the birthright, so we all know this story, that in Genesis 25, 30 and 33 said, he said to Jacob, quick, let me have some of the red stew. I'm famished. That is why he was called Edom. Jacob replied, first, sell me your birthright. Look, I am about to die, Esau said. What good is the birthright to me? But Jacob said, swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Wow. He deceived his brother first time. He got the birthright of Esau by giving him stew. And as we move forward in years, you will see here the deception. He deceived his father, Isaac. During this time, Isaac was already blind. And he can only recognize people through touch, smell, or by sound. And you will see here in Genesis 25, 35 to 37 said, but he said, your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing. Esau said, isn't he rightly named Jacob? this is the second time he has taken advantage of me. He took my birthright, and now he's taken my blessing. Then he asked, haven't you reserved any blessing for me? Isaac answered Esau, I have made him lord over you, and have made all his relatives his servants, and I have sustained him with grain and new wine. So what can I possibly do for you, my son? If you will know, if you remember the story, what Isaac asked Esau to go hunt for food and give him the best stew that he cooks. And when her mother heard this, Rebecca heard this, they plotted a plan that, okay, I'll get a goat, and then I will cook like what your dad looks after, and then present it to him. But what happens is, Jacob was telling her, Mom, I'm not hairy, I'm smooth. And what God asked him is, what Rebecca asked her to do, asked him to do is, put some fur on your arms and your neck so that your dad will not recognize who you are. Isaac touched Esau's arms, neck area, and then he even smelled Jacob. But what happens is that he deceived his father that day and got the blessing that is meant for Esau. In the next story, you will see here the wrestling match. If some of you like WWE, this was a real wrestling match. You will see here that this was the time that then in Genesis 32 verse 20 it says, then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Jacob wrestled God. He didn't let go of God until the Lord blessed him. Why am I telling you this backstories about Jacob? I want you, as you are sitting in your houses, in the comforts of your home, I want you to do a self-reflection. Maybe you could ask yourself, have you experienced being branded before? Maybe your parents will tell you, you are no good, you are the black sheep. You are unimportant. If you are that person right now, don't be shy. You can raise your hands. God can see you. You may be this one. Are you living a life filled with lies, deception, and sin? Are you this kind of person that all you want to do is just to deceive others, okay? Maybe through your business or through your lifestyle. Or you are currently living in sin where all you want to do is all about I, me, myself. So if you're that person, why not you raise your hands? And the last question is, are you struggling in your life right now? One of the words in the last verse that I gave you was the word struggle. Are you struggling with addiction? Are you struggling with finances? Are you struggling in your family, or are you struggling in yourself that all you want to do is I, me, myself, and not about God? And all you want to do is, what would be the next thing that I need to do to have an increase in my salary, in my position? Are you struggling in those areas, church? And God is asking you these things today. As I gave you these questions, God is asking you today, because today, God wants you to experience His almighty power. Today is the day that the Lord has made for you to experience God's almighty power. Not tomorrow, not 2 days from now, not 3 weeks from now, but the Lord is telling us today is the day that God wants you to experience His almighty power, because He is El Shaddai. Point number one that God wants to teach you today is that our almighty God is personal. God wants to build a relationship with you personally. You will see here in Genesis 35 verse 9, after Jacob returned from Padan Aram, God appeared to him again and blessed him. Imagine all of those people. Okay, in this story of Jacob, let's just stick up with the story of Jacob. God appeared to him in a dream, and then physically they wrestled together, and then God appeared to him here. What is so awesome about there is that you have a God, an omnipotent God, who wants to be with you today. Who wants to be your father, who wants to be your best friend, who wants to be your savior, who wants to build a relationship with you. As you are sitting right now, God is longing to have a personal relationship with you. And even you, if you will see the whole story of Jacob, his faith was not strong at first. But God was patiently molding him, and God is patiently revealing Himself to him until his faith got stronger and stronger. I would ask you something, right? For those who have boyfriends or girlfriends, right? You cannot just go out and just hold someone else's hand and call that person sweetheart. Or for those married couples, you cannot just call anybody honey bunch, sweetie pie, hubby, if you don't have a relationship. And God is telling us today that he will reveal more and more to you if you will develop that personal relationship with God. In Luke 19, verse 9 to 10 says, Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Imagine, from heaven, Jesus came down on this earth to come and seek and save the lost, which is us, which is you and me. An almighty God willing to have a relationship with a mortal, just like us. Because our God, our almighty God, longs for a personal relationship with us. Point number two, our almighty God transforms lives. Church, you will see in Genesis 35 verse 10 says, God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel." So he named him Israel. You know, church, this is very powerful, because the Almighty God that loves you and cares for you has the power to transform your lives. If you are branded before, if you are living in sin, if you are deceiving others, God can transform your blemishes into whiter than snow. And that is because of Jesus Christ, who died for you on the cross. I'm telling you, without Christ, I am nothing. You are nothing without Christ. But with Christ, you are everything to him. That's why he died for you. He laid down his life on the cross for us. And you will see in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will experience the transforming power of Jesus Christ in your life. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can transform a life of a person. Only through Jesus Christ that he can transform you. And nobody else. The third point is, our Almighty God blesses. In Genesis 35, 11 and 12, "And God said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. And the land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will also give to you. And I will give this land to you and to your descendants.'" Imagine, after meeting God, after he will transform you, he will bless you. How awesome is our God, who gives you the total package that nobody else can give? A personal God? A God who can transform your life, and after transforming your ugly life, the Lord will bless your life? That is so awesome. And that is what God is doing to you today. That is what Jesus can do with your life. After he will transform your life, he will bless you, because when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have now access to his riches, to his immeasurable riches, not just physically, not just monetary, but all the blessings is for you to access once you have Jesus Christ in your life. In Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. God can do immeasurably. Imagine immeasurably. You cannot measure it with your bank account. You cannot measure it with your wealth. More than we ask or imagine, God can unlock all your potentials. The Lord will unlock the floodgates of heaven to you. Because of the power of God. And that is Almighty. As I summarize, what is God's mission? God's mission is to experience the power of the Almighty God in your life. Not tomorrow, not a month from now, not a year from now, but God is telling you, today is the day that you need to experience the power of the Almighty God, El Shaddai. He wants you to have a personal relationship with Him. He wants to transform your life and unlock those potentials that He has planned for you. And lastly, He wants to bless you more than enough, overflowing each day. Now, church, as I conclude today's message, do you know that Israel means He strives with God? God is challenging us to strive with Him today and experience His omnipotent power in our lives. Gone are the days that you have to strive to be rich. Gone are the days that you need to strive to do your best for your personal gain. God is challenging you today to strive for excellence in Him. Church, if you haven't experienced the awesome power, the almighty power of God, and if you are this person that is watching today and you want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to raise your hand. God looks at your heart right now. You might be branded. You might be living in sin. you might be deceiving a lot of people. You are in total chaos right now, multiplied by the pandemic. The Lord wants to have a personal relationship with you. And God is asking, are you willing to make that decision today? And start a personal journey with God. And if you're that person, raise your hand and follow this prayer. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. I admit, Lord, that I am a sinner. I admit, Lord, I have a lot of wrongdoings, Lord, in my life. I admit, Lord, that I fail a lot. And only through you, Lord God, only through you, Lord God, you alone can change me. Lord, I pray, Lord God, starting this day, Lord, I believe, Lord God, that you laid down your life for me on the cross. Because you love me so much. And I pray, Lord God, come into my heart, Lord God. Come into my heart, Lord. Starting this day, Lord God, be my Lord and my Savior. Transform this life that I have. Starting this day, Lord, be my God, my King. Be my Lord, be my Savior. And transform me, Lord, who you want me to be today. And Lord, in you, Lord, I put my trust to you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, if you are someone that is living in sin, who was having addictions in life, and you are so problematic financially, even in your career, you are having problems. Church, you have an Almighty God who is bigger than all of your problems combined. And just pray with me right now. Lord, starting this day, Lord God, I want to surrender my life to you, Lord God. This 2021, Lord God, I want to experience how awesome you are in my life. Starting this day, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that my personal life, Lord God, I want to experience you more and more personally, Lord. I want to know you deeper and deeper, Lord God. And as I grow deeper and deeper to you, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will transform my life to be more like you. And I will glow like you, Lord God. And and I will glow your name, Lord God. And Lord, I want to experience the fullness of joy, the fullness of your blessings, O Lord God, just like what you did to Jacob. You blessed him exceedingly, abundantly, overflowingly. And I pray, Lord God, these things, that I would experience the same blessings, O Lord God. Gone are the days I want to surrender to you, Lord God, all of my struggles, O Lord God. And I just want to surrender everything to you, Lord God, because you are Yahweh El Shaddai, the Almighty God. I surrender to you, Lord, and be the King of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.